Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, September the 7th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the synopsis. So, on the 21st of May of this year, I talked about John McCain in some detail. I was not aware of the fact that he was about to die, so that once he did and all the accolades piled on, I felt that a follow-up was appropriate, and, ladies and gentlemen, a follow-up you shall get to start the show. It'll be a long one, and I am sure many of you will be unaware of many of the things that I shall be talking about. Then I am going to do a quick stock market follow-up to last week's account of the market. Then I shall talk about the horror of the galloping retail store closings, which are now so common people don't even notice them anymore. I need to say a further word about that. Then I'm going to talk about very, very briefly the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign for collusion with Russia. And this is specific to the FBI, so this will be a very short comment indeed. I've talked about the Elon Musk and Tesla affair several times recently. And again, I'm going to do a quick follow-up to that one. This is like a follow-up show, isn't it? The increase in consumer credit requires a certain amount of attention, and I shall talk about that next. Then I'm going to pose the question as to whether debtors or borrowers are in the weakest position. It's an interesting conundrum, but the answer is quite clear. Trump has got sucked in to taking credit for the false growth figures, and it's going to come back to haunt him. And it's sad, but every president does this, and Trump is simply no exception. But he is also, unfortunately, showing that he is simply one of the crowd. His MAGA Make America Great Again plans are simply not working out. And I'm going to finish the show with a quick comment on bringing bags on planes and tipping in restaurants. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such to let me know that you're interested, and I will return the links to 3 shows. Now, I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, you may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I do recommend the show of the 29th of June, which is my mid-year assessment. So choose that or any other one and 2 others, and I will gladly get them to you. All right, well, so there you have it. I will finish with my contact information, starting with my email, which you may use to request these shows, and is blazoned on the Podbean page, which doubtless you are looking at right now. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, so I'm going to give you the information on both of those. From time to time, I throw in a comment or two on Facebook, which is too brief or insignificant, basically, to place into the show itself, but is of importance, and I feel that it is worthwhile for you to check it from time to time to see what's on offer. I also have a Twitter page which issues one-liners, as it were, just very, very brief comments which just require you to glance at them. But I think you'll enjoy them both. So here's my Facebook contact. www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no apostrophe. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM for Richard Martin. RM Wake Up Call. Again, just one word, no spaces. Again, that's www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. Well, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. I wish you a wonderful weekend, and I will be back, Richard Martin, on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.